joined in the studio by the lads from Look Pond, Matt and Alex.
Hi.
We've just been talking about Brisbane music, the underground music scene in Brisbane, Brisbane and music and Look Pond. And Matt, there's this website that, you know, people have talked about a bit recently. It's called MySpace.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess, the new age tape trading thing. Do you think it's more beneficial for bigger bands or smaller bands?
Definitely smaller bands. Like, it's sort of, it's evil and, like, kind of, like, on that sort of, maybe moral level, it's sort of, it's a bit evil. But, like, it's, and I know a lot of people who won't, who just, you know, are sternly opposed to actually putting their music up on MySpace Music. But, I don't know, it's sort of, it's a really handy tool to have, and sort of you meet a lot of like-minded people, and it's just, I think a really necessary thing to have these days.
Yeah, I think it's pretty handy. You can, you know, put up your demos, like you said. You can bring out bands from the States.
You can organize whole tours on MySpace.
Yeah,
it's great.
And I mean, just because it, you know, has ads to do with intimate dating and a whole bunch of other stupid things that are irrelevant, you don't have to actually pay attention to that, and you can sidestep it and, like you said, use it for the pure good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's free.
And it's free. I mean, yeah, why not use these tools? Alex, do you have any thoughts on this MySpace phenomenon?
I have a lot of thoughts, but we don't have time. But I think for promotion, it's an amazingly brilliant tool. If you want to get something out there, the free factor, the anyone finding it is, I think, amazing. There are some people from, like, the US and stuff have left comments on there about the songs and stuff, and that just sort of blows my mind that people that far away might hear it. But I personally don't know if I'd find any real friends on there, but yeah, for music, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, the whole top eight thing, some people go a bit overboard with. It's a little ridiculous. But we'll go back to talking about, you know, the music of Look Pond rather than the infrastructure. How you guys set everything up and about. You do actually have a gig coming up this Saturday at the Wizard Room.
Wizard Rehearsal Room.
Wizard Rehearsal Room.
Yeah.
That's an important part of it.
And that's happening on Saturday with the Night Crash and Big Strong Brute, who are also amazing. Got to give a shout out to him. Also Statue, and
I think it's their second gig.
It's their second show. I think their first show was at that same place as well a couple of weeks back, and they're playing again. And I think that's it on that lineup, I think.
Sounds pretty good. Do you know what time it starts?
I heard early, maybe like around, I'd say show up at around maybe 7, so yeah, if you don't miss anything, but I don't need the address.
That's right, but just remember the Wizard Rehearsal Room in Bowen Hills.
Yeah.
Hell, use the internet.
Yeah, use the internet.
Yeah, guys, just go out.
Google.
Google, whoa. You know, slow down, guys. Don't be giving too much of the game away. It is your first gig at an actual considered venue, I guess, like a place that's not a house.
Well, not really.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, no, I mean, for Look Pond.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is it?
No.
Oh, sorry. I miscommunicated. Well, how is there a different dynamic by playing at a venue rather than a house?
Oh, well, it's a practice room. It's not a venue, and it's just
I know DIY shows are a bit different in than
it's a
actual postering gigs type. People come, stand, watch, go to the bar, leave kind of thing. It's a little more open ended, I guess.
You don't have to wear jeans or have clothes shoes.
Although, please have pants on. That would be preferred.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got one more track coming up by Look Pond. It's called Houses. And obviously, we've been talking about houses and how they play an important part in your guys' music.
Spend a lot of time in them.
We do. It's amazing. But do you think you've got the tape, which mentions the kitchen? You've got the CDR, which mentions suburbia. Are you just going to keep growing and expanding and keeping it with the simple terms, or do you think you'll eventually start changing the names to?
I don't know. It depends, like, what I see, I guess, like, what's around me. And if it changes, you know, from, like, sort of the depressing landscape of sort of suburbia, which I find quite ugly, and into something a bit better, then, yeah, I guess so. But until then, it's just anger.
Not saint anger, hopefully.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks to Matt and Alex from Look Pond for coming in.
Thank you.
We've Matt's going to play a few tracks after Look Pond. He said he's got Shiver Like Timber ready for us.
Yeah, and so excited about people hearing that this morning.
And a few other little surprises. So stay tuned to 4ZZZ and check out Look Pond when they play Wizard Rehearsal Room this Saturday with a whole bunch of other great Brisbane bands. 4ZZZ.